Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, only in New York.
Welcome to Only in New York. I'm Tracy Carnazzo.
I'm Andrea Allen.
And I'm Chemda. And our guest today is the author of the New York Times bestseller, I Hate Everyone But You. She's the host of the very popular podcast, Bad With Money. And her Audible original, Apocalypse Untreated, is out now. Make sure you give it a listen. Please welcome Gabby Dunn.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And we lost you for LA for a bit, but you definitely were here enough and long enough. And I think like even a week here sometimes is long enough to understand you could be on this show.
Yeah.
I was in New York. I interned in New York during college. And then I was in New York for about 4 years. And then I left for LA. And then I started dating someone in New York like a year and a half ago. So I've actually been back and forth, not so much because of the pandemic, but I've been back and forth. I thought I had escaped the like Brooklyn boyfriend who's a musician who lives in a loft bed. But I seem to have found that, although in a more queerer sense.
But oh, yeah, it always comes for you, doesn't it?
They caught me sleeping.
But that's okay because it's the same commute that we have from Queens to your Brooklyn boyfriend from LA to New York, you know?
Yes.
Almost exactly. Yeah, it's the same train.
Dude, that is so true. You think you get away from those goddamn musicians and then you're single for a minute and they find their way in. I swear to God, I have five of them on the Rolodex and they're all ruining my life.
Yeah.
And I love them.
Loft bed, the whole stuff. But now they actually moved. I did bring them out to LA with me. So
we've
upgraded ? I don't really know.
I think we're going to figure that out by talking about your New York life. We are going to decide here if you should go back to LA or not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me know.
This is a game show.
Yeah.
And then our audience can chime in. So you came here because you were in college and you had an internship. So we already know why you were here, but what was your first apartment?
What kind of internship did you have?
I was in school in Boston for journalism, and I got an internship after my junior year at Viacom at The Daily Show. So I was working at The Daily Show for no money. They do not pay you.
I think now, you pay them, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
now they pay because someone sued, but back when I did it, they did not pay insurance.
Oh, love that.
So I lived
that.
In New York City with no income and sold a bunch of stuff and lived really far away from the office and was just like in a panic constantly. And so that was my first experience of living in New York was living there for the summer for this internship where I was just
You know what summer interns are good for who have to sell their stuff to come here? Finding out the best food on a budget.
Yes.
Bodega salads, always. Oh. And I would get a salad at the bodega and then I would try to hide the hard-boiled eggs underneath the lettuce so that they wouldn't notice and charge me for the hard-boiled eggs. And then that would be like my protein.
Yes.
Constant. I mean, I would get the same bodega salad like every day, pile on ranch dressing to try to add calories. And then also you could get a pretty good like bodega egg sandwich. So like I would do that. Ate a lot of Madeleines from Starbucks. You know,
did you pay for those from Starbucks?
Largely. I was only really shoplifting from Urban Outfitters at that time in my life.
So. That I respect. And we need to continue to do. I'll always shoplift from Urban Outfitters.
No mom and pop stuff. No shoplifting from bodegas. Nothing like that. But you can shoplift from Starbucks and you can shoplift from Urban Outfitters.
Well, Urban Outfitters.
Allegedly.
You're going to need that. you know, book for your coffee table. You cannot. Sure.
Oh, I was stealing clothes because I was at an office job and I couldn't wear the same stuff every day and I had no clothes and my clothes looked like shit. And so I would just kind of try, I would get something at like Forever 21 for like $1 and then I would wear it once and it would fall apart and I'd be like, shit. So then I started getting really like, this may have been the start of my socialist revolution because I started getting really upset. I was like, what makes these people better than me that they can go to Urban Outfitters and I can't? I'm a good person. Mm-hmm. Then I just stole from them.
It's funny you mentioned internships because I worked in fashion for about 5 years. And that is, I feel like, parallel in terms of like horrible treatment of interns. Mm-hmm. And someone sued Alice and Olivia, I believe. Yeah. And there was like an intern revolution. And I was always treated like dirt as an intern, like carrying rolls of fabric on my back for 6 hours, paying for cars, and like everything's so important and everyone's so serious and this is an opportunity, but you're being treated like garbage. Mm-hmm. And then once one person sued, everyone started fucking come and correct. Yep. And I was so happy about it. I'm like, yeah, this is so wrong. These are dresses.
No, there was a guy that I interviewed for the Bad with Money book because I do a podcast about money. Mm-hmm. And he had actually gone on Colbert and was talking about how it was illegal not to pay interns and how internships are like exploitation.
Yes.
And then he was on Colbert talking about it. And then he was like, by the way, I know for a fact that you guys don't pay your interns.
Oh!
He said it on Colbert.
Yeah!
Yeah. And I was like, and I had worked, the year I was working at The Daily Show was the first year of Colbert. So we didn't even really know if it was, if the Colbert Report was going to be like a successful show or not. We weren't sure. It was just starting. Mm-hmm. But all the interns over there were like really excited. And I knew, I was at Viacom as well. And Daily Show and Colbert were very even. And I knew that they weren't getting paid either.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just saved up a bunch from selling things. And
well, so in Boston, I worked at the Boston Globe. And that was a co-op internship, but that paid me $500 every 2 weeks. So I didn't have any expensive. What was I buying? Yeah. So I saved. So my rent was $500 and I made $1,000 a month. So I would save $500. Like, you know, I would save a lot every month, maybe not 500, but I would save like 300 a month so that I could go to New York and do this internship. However, it was not financially feasible. Like at certain points during the internship, I was like, I have to go home. Like multiple times.
Because you were hungry?
I didn't have any money. Like multiple times I was like, I don't have any money. What am I going to do? I don't have any money. What am I going to do? I did a lot of selling my clothes. I sold a lot of electronics.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, I at one point I was like, I don't know what to do. And I called my grandmother and she gave me like my rent money, which was like, I've never done that. I would never do it again. Like I felt really guilty about it. She's a very funny but like strange woman. So I was like, this is going to come with some weird strings. I don't know what to do about this.
Yes.
But then like my parents don't have any money, but I knew I had one grandmother who maybe could help me and she did.
And you came and she did the one, you're like, she said you had one ask your entire life.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. And I was like, you know, what am I going to, and at the time The Daily Show was so big that I was like, what am I not going to take this internship? Like I have to.
Well, yeah.
But also internships don't lead to anything. When I graduated and was looking for a job, I hit up everybody that I had contacted at Comedy Central and nobody could help me. So there you go. But
well, yeah.
They're probably all scared that you're going to take their job.
But then I kind of go back and forth and I wonder if like, you know, did a later job see that on my resume and was that a deciding factor? Like who knows if it was worth it, quote unquote. But I had no money. I mean, one time I was walking from selling. I had like a alarm clock that you could also charge your iPod in. Thank you. And
you just took us back. That's what year is this?
The before times.
2007.
Wow.
2008.
Mm-hmm. iPod. Explain that.
It was a phone, but you couldn't make phone calls.
Okay.
Phone. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It just had one app on it, and that app was Spotify, but it wasn't all the things you could ever look up. It was just the songs you already had. Is this sounding good to anyone?
Yeah, else? Wow. I wish you still had that.
Yeah, like a Discman. But anyway, so I had this like this alarm clock / iPod charger thing, and I remember I put it in a brown paper bag, and I was going to a pawn shop to sell it, my old friend, the pawn shop. And I was going to a pawn shop to sell it. Big fan. Mm-hmm. And it was walking. It was super
where,
hot.
Where was it?
New York.
Where's it?
On the west side, but like down. No, it was like, what's that harbor, that like dock on the west side that's like.
Where the strip clubs are?
Kind of, yeah. What area is that?
Oh, Chelsea?
It's like Chelsea. Yeah, it was like Chelsea. And I was walking and it was hot and I had probably like a $2 dress from Forever 21 on. Mm-hmm. And I
feel like pawn shops are very in interesting neighborhoods where there's also like a Kennedy Fried Chicken.
Oh, something. Also a check cashing place.
Check cashing. Mm-hmm. Big fan of the check cashing
liquor
place.
Store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you can get, I mean, don't do this, but you can get like a payday loan. Anyway, I've made great choices. But so I'm walking and I have it in a brown paper bag and I'm like, okay, I'm going to sell this and then I'll have money for like today and tomorrow. Awesome. And the handle of the bag broke and the thing hit the sidewalk and broke.
Oh my God.
And then I sat down on the ground. I'm 21. I sat down on the ground in New York City, the ground. Sat down on the ground and started crying.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then nobody stopped because why would they?
No.
And then this is New York. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I called my grandmother and I was like sobbing and she was like, I don't fully understand what just happened, but I can
like an iPod.
And I was like, I don't own any more electronics. That was my last one. It is broken now because of the bag and blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, okay. And then
we've all been there just sitting on the floor crying. I don't know who needs to hear this, but here you go. You deserve to feel better than you do today, and you can with Headspace. They make meditation simple. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. Overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has wind-down sessions their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. I absolutely love using Headspace. It makes me feel so calm and so happy. And you deserve to feel happier. And Headspace is meditation made simple. So go to headspace.com/New York. That's headspace.com/New York for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/New York today.
But like before I called her, I was like, okay, so I have to go home. So how do I get to my parents live in Florida. So like, I got to go to Florida. Or I had my roommates were still at our old apartment in Boston. So there was a world in which I could have taken like a $1 Feng Hua bus, made it to Boston, back to my old roommates. But I was in my head was also like, and then once I get there, I have to figure out, I have to go to Florida and I have to go home to my parents because I have no money and nothing to show for my life and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, maybe, okay, wait. So then I called my grandmother and she was like, yeah, I'll give you your rent money.
And she was like, Gabby, what happened with your radio? Exactly. You dropped your radio
in exchange. She's like, I'll give you $500 for your rent money in exchange for 15 years of talking about it. Like, okay, that's fine.
Fair.
But rough. When you're there, I was 21. I had zero money. Like, and I was working like 40 hours a week. And like, it was hard. It's a hard place. I know why people leave. Like I was like, I'm not cut out for this. But then I came back. Then I went to Boston, finished my senior year, and came right on back to New York.
You love it. It's like the fuck boys in Brooklyn. They just draw you back in. They're so bad, but they're so good. Mm-hmm. There is pawn shops. So I've sold jewelry to pawn shops. So I used to lose all my money drinking. I would go and drink and spend all my money.
You used to spend all your money drinking, not lose it.
I mean,
same thing.
You used to choose to spend your money drinking instead of pay your rent or for food.
I made a choice. I lost it to the wind, to the ATM fees, the fucking ATM fees at these goddamn bars, waking up and being like, oh my God, $6 fee. Mm-hmm. but I would lose it drinking. And then I would start, because I was such a bad alcoholic, I was like, I still want to drink. So let's do like alcoholism budgeting, where it's like, all right, let's do the alcoholism budget first. So malt liquor, you know, bodega beer, whatever the fuck, that's going in first. And then we figure out food, and food's going to be like eggs, beans, you know.
Oh, this is just like when Gwyneth Paltrow was trying to live on like a minimum wage budget.
I'm an alcoholic, you know, goop Gwyneth Paltrow living.
A little cilantro.
But you can put salsa on almost anything. It'll up it.
Eat salsa with a spoon.
Eat salsa with a spoon. Salsa is a pretty good investment. If people listening are trying to save money on food, let me tell you, salsa goes a long way.
It really does.
We're going to call this episode Don't Try This at Home.
Investing in salsa.
Salsa is such a good one. I remember once I was living like so broke, and I had an internship actually at Versace. Same thing. Unpaid. Amazing. I had to fucking...
Well, now Versace can't really afford to pay people, Andrea.
That's true. Honestly, they were pretty fucking broke. It was coming apart at the seams. It was before their H&M collab, and like no one gave a shit about Versace at that time. But
that's a pretty bougie broke.
Of course. Well, that's the thing. I'm taking the train to fucking, you know, this the designer row of like all these beautiful stores. I'm sitting there working. I'm hungover as shit. Everything's gold in Versace, by the way. Yep. Everything's just covered in gold. They're all laughing at you. You also have to look good. So it's like I had a blowout.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Blowout, smoky eye. I want to die. I'm starving. I'm so sad.
And they don't realize, and I don't want to be like women, whatever, but like, it's for women especially. Like, do you think my male counterpart interns were like needed to get blowouts and their nails done and put makeup on to look presentable for work?
Nope.
Like, they could show up in the same white t-shirt every day.
Mm-hmm. Same pants.
Meanwhile, I have to wear, like, it was such a job to look office ready as a woman. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, point out right now that Gabby has orange hair and definitely does whatever the fuck she wants. You are on a pedestal of doing whatever the fuck you want. You have parlayed your essence into this huge situation, I think.
Because
at every moment you said, yes, we're already talking about this. Now I'm going to talk about the next level of shit I'm not allowed to talk about, which is how I describe your career, which I love.
Thank you. I get in trouble, but I appreciate it. I think sometimes I think that's been like what's good and what's bad too, is just like sort of running my mouth, like as soon as the NDA is up, or like as soon as,
yes!
you know, like all of a sudden, like definitely. Yeah. Which has served me well, and also has led to certain things where people, like when I started Bad with Money and the podcast, and I started being very honest about money, like, people loved it, obviously, and it's led to like 7 seasons of the show, but also like some brand deals that I was doing at the time pulled out because they were like, well, we don't want to work with someone who's being honest about how she's just doing these ads for money. And I was like, oh, that's cute how you think that my fans don't understand that I'm just
I love Blue Apron so fucking much. Shut the fuck up about this. Okay.
I mean, excuse me. I have nothing to do with conversation.
I do love Blue Apron, but you're gonna have to pay me a little bit of money.
Right. So I think, like, you know, I don't know that I've necessarily been quite a savvy businesswoman in that sense, but the honesty I think has been, I think, resonated with people, or really not resonated with people.
So where was the first place that you did live in New York? Do you count the internship as the first place, or when you came back?
The internship, I lived on Meeker and Kingsland, like in Greenpoint. Mm-hmm. And I lived above a pizza restaurant with a guy named Dario, who was an understudy in Jersey Boys. He had a big, huge fish tank, and then and a lot of X-Men comics. And then I went to the fair, like the Brooklyn Fair, and I won a goldfish, and I was like, ooh, I got a goldfish. And I put it in the fish tank with his like very expensive fish, and they ate it. He had real fish, like real fish.
And isn't that very metaphoric for New York City?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wait, the goldfish ate his nice fish?
No. His nice fish ate my goldfish right away.
Yeah.
Mourning the loss of a pet has to be one of the most stressful things that I've ever been through. So I can't imagine how you felt when that happened. And I would definitely recommend you get some counseling. And what better than BetterHelp Online Counseling? BetterHelp Online Counseling is so amazing because you could do it from anywhere in the world. You can chat, you can text, you can video call. It's so amazing because you don't have to wait in any kind of uncomfortable waiting room. Everything you share is confidential. It's convenient, it's professional, it's affordable. And so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. I love love BetterHelp. It has changed the way that I do therapy. I look forward to all of my sessions because I have no commute. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/New York. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/New York.
I slept on a mattress on the floor. So that was like the internship. But then when I got to New York for real, I lived at my brother's place for a while in Tarrytown. And then I eventually got...
Wait, Tarrytown is like an hour north of the city.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Took the Metro North. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Tarrytown is a great place because Tarrytown is the home of... actually right by Tarrytown is Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they have just an amazing cemetery. Everyone knows that I love to explore cemeteries. And I used to go swimming in... There was like a brook in Sleepy Hollow. And
I'm sorry, what? Would they let you in the brook? How do you get into the brook?
There's no let. There's you go in the brook and you swim in the brook. So basically you pretend that you're there to visit, you know, your grandparents, and then you just keep walking and you walk down the rocks into the brook and you swim. And it was just like it was a fun hang.
What is a brook? Is it a river? Is it smaller than a river?
Very small, very, very small river. There's rocks. The water is maybe like 3 feet deep.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so Tracy's fun. Like, I get in my car, I go to the brook.
I was going to say the accent is really selling this for me.
I used to live not too far from there, just over the Tappan Zee Bridge. So mm-hmm. I'm familiar with the area a little bit.
Like Nyack?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. White Plains. So
these are all like super beautiful, nature filled, very outside of the city.
Yeah.
Very like when you want to, you know, have children, you consider upstate or Long Island. Mm-hmm. And upstate, I think, is a little more open minded, a little bit more on the left.
Lefty. Yeah, for sure.
So I was staying with my brother and I got a job at the Huffington Post. So I was taking the Metro North in every day. And, and then I got an apartment in Chinatown. That was my first apartment.
Ooh.
And it was
is Chinatown, Manhattan.
Yeah. Broome and Allen.
Mm. Okay.
So,
oh my God. I want you to talk so much about Chinatown. I lived on the Lower East Side bordering Chinatown.
I love Chinatown.
You could smell it in the summer. I will tell you that.
And I loved it.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. But it has a lot of special things. Like, what was your block like?
So we were above like a Domino's. I think that's still there. And okay,
that's weird. Yes.
Authentic Chinese Domino's.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And it was like a four-story walk-up, very small. And I shared it with this girl, Tiffany, and there was like a wall in between our rooms, but it wasn't like really a wall. It had like a space at the top.
There's
you know?
A lot of, yeah. So you, a lot of people that we talk to, that you live in a tanning salon. That's basically what's happening.
Yes.
And this is like a very popular wall to be in New York City. It's I call it the tanning salon wall. I think we should call it, maybe we should dub it like the New York City half wall.
Half wall.
You know, where you could, listen. In case there was an emergency, she can send supplies over it.
Right.
But it's true that people in New York, when they're trying to, like, if you're going to be someone's roommate, they'll say it like it's a selling point.
Oh,
like,
they love it. They love it. Uh-huh. Oh, open air. There's some sort of fucking $5 word for it.
No. Mm-hmm. And the guy that was letting me live there was very Catholic, and there was a huge Jesus on a cross on the wall in my bedroom, and I'm Jewish.
Love that.
And I had a girlfriend at the time. She was also Jewish. And he was like, you can't have sleepovers, which like I was 22. So at the time I was like, I guess this is reasonable. So I was like, sure. Okay. I didn't know what landlords were allowed to say or not say.
Yeah.
And so he
was landlords are like your mom and dad. Have anything like, that your mom and dad would tell you to do, a landlord has the right to tell you what to do. So, I mean, whether it be your sexuality or the way you live your life or even your religion.
The color of your skin, anything that they would like to say, it's open for, you know, whatever they want.
And I said, can I take the Jesus down? And he was like, no. And I was like, okay. And then Tiffany lived in the other room and she had this fiance, David, but then she was always cheating on him. But then so I would hear it. But then sometimes I would come home and he'd just be in our shower. So I was like, what is this? What is the deal here? And then.
Wait, clarifying question. So when was the first instance of when you're like, she's cheating on David? Like, there's got to be a first time where you're like, that's not David. Do you remember? Or was it just kind of like established that she was like, you know?
Or maybe you were confused because sometimes I see a new character in the show and I'm like, is this the same character?
Or was she Polly?
Or did he really get into shape or just change something about his appearance? You don't know. Also, I will tell you this, from being a Catholic, cheating is okay. Homosexuality, not so much.
Well, Tracy.
So that's, I'm just giving you all of the laws, you know?
The only reason that I don't remember the first time, but the big one was she worked at Trader Joe's and she had all her friends from Trader Joe's in Union Square.
Yes.
She had all the Trader Joe's. She's so recognizable right now from the story, but whatever.
I love this.
So all these Trader Joe's like employees would come over and like hang out or whatever. And then one time I came home and I could hear her and two other women in her room hooking up. And I was like,
Tiffany,
Tiffany,
wait a minute. This is the same apartment with the Jesus cross?
Yes.
Wow.
But it wasn't but her how apartment.
But how didn't the Jesus cross keep that from happening?
Yes. Why didn't you stop it?
I know you would think. Oh, my God. No. And then, and the apartment was lopsided. So the floor was crooked, which I could tell because whenever I would cook eggs, the eggs would slide.
Yes. Yes. That's such a tell. And you're like, is there something wrong with my pan?
Nope. It's the floor.
Yeah.
Did you have the room on the higher side or the lower side?
The higher side.
Okay. Nice. Well, that's good because in case there was an accident on your floor, it just
slides
went
right into the floor. Yeah. Yeah.
Or all the jizz from her cheating just drains. You know.
Well, or lack of jizz. She was having a really good time with some cis women she worked with. then that area was really cool because there was like I had a friend who lived like over first on, or he lived like closer to what's that restaurant? Max Fish.
Oh yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah.
So he lived right by Max Fish and he had a one bedroom loft, this guy, Ryan, who I like barely knew. And I, would stay at his place all the time, not sexually. Like he had like a big open air, like warehouse looking studio.
Oh my God.
His bed was in the middle of it. And then there were no rooms or anything. It was just like kitchen here, that like one room. Mm-hmm. And he had a shower that was like in the middle of the room. Like the bathroom was like surrounded by a curtain in the middle of the room. And I would stay there all the time because I like hated Tiffany. And his friends were like Lower East Side hipster types. So they were at Max Fish. They were at like a couple of the other bars that were on that street. You know that one street?
Yeah. There's Allen.
Ludlow.
And Ludlow. Yeah. So that's where the Surf Reality was. Collective Unconscious.
Collective Unconscious, yeah.
So these were places where artists would showcase their stuff, like their one-person shows.
Cake Shop.
All the names that you hear of now, I believe, did like some kind of performance in that area. Such a good area.
Mm-hmm. Am I wrong? Was Max Fish, is it written about in Patti Smith's book, Just Kids? Is that Max Fish? There's a bar where they would all hang out.
There's a hotel now across the street. There's a hotel across the street from where my old apartment was.
The Stanton Hotel?
Hotel Chantel?
Hotel Chantel. It's a little bit new. Oh, okay. And I can see, you could see my old apartment. So like later in my life, I was staying at that hotel across the street and I could see my old apartment and it was like the end of like a coming of age movie.
Was Tiffany in there fucking everyone from Trader Joe's?
Uh-huh. God, I hope so. and then she and David are married, 5 kids. They live in upstate New York. You know what I mean? No, they don't. I have no idea, but you know what I mean? That's how
Tiffany's,
that
Tiffany's dead, baby.
Right. And then, so that was my first apartment. And I love, I mean, there was a comedy, there was a stand-up comedy show at the bar that was like right on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Called like,
was it No Fun Bar? Does anyone remember No Fun Bar?
Of course I remember No Fun Bar.
God.
No Fun was on Ludlow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So like, or it had a basement?
No, it was just in the back room.
Yeah.
There's a bar that had a downstairs that had a lot of comedy shows.
Was it a gay bar also?
No, it was like, it was right on the corner on Broom, on the corner. I don't know. But then I would walk to Chinatown and I would like get groceries and stuff and hang and like go to restaurants there. Oh,
can we talk about groceries in Chinatown? Because that is a whole different. Yeah. I remember the first time I went into a grocery store. First of all, like skincare products that you never find. You know what I mean?
Everything's inexpensive too.
Yes.
It's great.
Oh my God. It's so cheap. It's like the Korean shit. That's like the good ass shit. You just got to know what to look for. And then obviously in Chinatown, the markets are open air. So you're like, that's a fish I've never seen before. What is that fruit?
Oh, that's a bag of eels.
Is that a fruit or a vegetable or an extraterrestrial? I don't know.
There are a lot of hanging ducks in the window.
It was so fun.
Yeah. You could wander around Chinatown for hours.
Yep. Yeah. And just like get a bunch of, it was like, you could get, like you said, a whole bag of eels for like $5. Mm-hmm. Like, not the bag, I wasn't getting the bag of eels, but I would get like a bag of like vegetables or something for so little money. So that was good. And the rent wasn't that high, but I just also like, I didn't own anything. It was like very weird. I had like a pan and I was like, make my eggs for the day.
Yes.
And then I moved to the upper east side to 62nd and 2nd with a friend of mine who was rich.
Ah, there you go.
And I lived in the closet. The closet! Literally the door slid. Like, this is a closet. And I had my bed in there, and my bed was the whole room. So you like walked in. It kind of worked for me a little bit. As like,
it's a coffin. You lived in a coffin.
But like for hooking up, like I'd be like, hey, this is my apartment. Sorry. Like, I don't, you know, I live here, so we have to go in my room. Oh, we're sitting on the bed. Oh, so weird. Because there's nowhere else to sit. It's like in a way. But that's where I was living when I started dating Gondelman, was in that tiny Femda and I's mutual friend. And
Josh,
it was
Gondelman.
Josh Gondelman. Yeah. And
angel
it was in that,
from heaven.
I lived in that little tiny closet room where my bed took up the whole room.
Wait, could you stand up and like reach the ceiling? If you were like standing on your bed, were you like close to the
side? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it was a walk up as well. And
how you landed the Gondelman.
And that is right. So this is the rich place. This is where the rich people live in New York. Uh-huh.
My friend had the big bedroom.
The one bedroom?
The only bedroom.
Yeah.
And then there was a hallway, railroad hallway.
Who lived in there?
A second bedroom.
Yeah, the second person. And then there was a bathroom at the end of it that was...
The water bedroom.
Yes. So small that you couldn't be... You had to like weasel your way around the door in order to close it to get to the toilet.
Yeah.
Standing shower. And then...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how the rich live on the Upper East Side in New York City. It is a dream. God. What a dream.
Oh, it was so awful. But
how much was the rent in that Upper East Side apartment?
$600, $800,
something like that. That's still a lot.
I paid $700. She paid $1,000, something
and
like
imagine
that.
You paid $7.
Well, that was just
this
for the closet.
What I'm saying. It was nuts.
I know.
But you know that it wasn't really that nuts to rent a closet for $700. You know, I know that it sounds like, I was renting a bedroom for $700, but that's not what you were doing at all. Mm-hmm. You were renting a closet.
No.
See, personally, I would rent my closet 100% $500 right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I don't have a nice apartment. It means I do have a closet that is definitely not a bedroom.
And I was like, I live in Manhattan now. This is so exciting. You know, I live in like the, not like the Lower East Side part of Manhattan, whatever, which
I'm renting a trash chute. It's amazing.
I mean, it was a lot. And I was like like you said, in terms of partying, New York, I think lends itself to I'm just going to drink till I show up somewhere. Oh,
if you want to be a drunk, New York City will roll the carpet out for you and allow you to do it till you almost kill yourself easily.
Yeah, yep. I miss that. I live in LA now and I miss it so much because the one thing I miss about New York is...
Okay, that's one vote for LA. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Yeah.
No, I miss...
No, against. Hamda, let's burn it to the ground.
I miss wandering around and just finding what you find and seeing who you see.
Yeah.
And then like, you're like, I don't know. I want to like get a drink here, get a drink there, walk around. Like in LA, it's very much like I'm going here to see this person.
Yeah. It's too spread out.
Yeah. Or like I'm having drinks here and this is where we're staying. We're not going to go. Cause you can't just like park. Okay. I'm going to find parking again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to sort of like stay in an area. Whereas like in New York would be like, now we're in Fort Greene. I don't know. Somehow we're on the Upper West Side. Someone had drugs. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Now we're here. Like, it was like very much all over the place. And I think it lends itself to, well, there's some fun stories in LA, but I think New York lent itself to better sort of like unexpected stories.
Adventures.
You know? Which is why you do this podcast, I'm sure.
Yeah. You can leave the house and be like, what's going to happen today?
What's going to happen?
At the end of the day, you're like, oh, I'm in a ladies wrestling competition. This is fun.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Andrea, that seems very specific. What happened?
I mean, did I perform in a theatrical all ladies wrestling competition with Hemda's ex-husband one night? Yes.
Was it theatrical? Not really, but.
Yeah. Did an irate lesbian swing a hammer at my head? Yes. Did a polyamorous couple try to take me to a swingers club? And I said, no, thank you. And then I talked about it on my podcast in kind of a candid way. And then I got a long email that I was like an uptight bitch and I should fucking keep my mouth shut. Yes. Is that
what
you
were the best? Okay,
and I got to tell you, I apologize for that email, but I thought you were uptight.
Were they like, I want to take you to a swingers club in Queens? And I was like, I don't drink. And they're like, that's okay. And then later they're like, but we can get you drunk. And I'm like, but I'm sober. So why do you keep fucking pushing it, weirdo? And maybe, you know what? You deserve your name to be said in a fucking podcast. Anyways,
shout out to Jason and crew.
Yeah, Jason. I don't owe you anything.
Only in New York where we name names.
I know. I fully used a bunch of real names. I loved it.
I love using real names. Isn't that the thrill of it? Also, New York City, like, I feel like we are so congested that it's like, no, it's the other Tiffany that worked at Trader Joe's in Union Square that fucked everyone in my apartment and was my roommate. It's the other one. And you know what? You could almost sell that in New York.
It's true.
You really
David,
could.
I'm sorry. If you didn't figure it out by now.
David.
Bigger problems.
Oh, God. David, are you okay? Do you need to write us an email?
David, BetterHelp. Use cold.
BetterHelp.com/New York for 10% off. That's a bonus ad right there. That's what you call a bonus ad.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
And so you were also a performer during this time. Were you telling us about an open mic or some kind of show that happened one time? Was that on the Lower East Side?
Where was that? Yeah, it was on the Lower East Side. Yeah, I was doing a show. I was on stage. I got yelled at. I mean, this is probably like a very normal story for a female stand-up comedian. I got yelled at by some guy and then followed.
Oh yeah. Well, when he was following you, was he telling you how to do better?
How to do better, and also like that I should date him for lack of a better
more?
Description. Mm. Yeah, smile more, be his girlfriend, all kinds of stuff that he had.
Well, I mean, if you want a career, you got to do what you got to do.
Gabby, what were you wearing? Was it Stolen Urban Outfitters? Because
that is kind of sexy.
He was actually the manager of the Urban Outfitters on 16th and 8th or wherever I used to steal from.
Shout out to Justin.
Yes. It was like, yeah, I do. I have a story that involves a lot of areas of New York City, I guess. That's like not so much a performance story, but I had a very good friend who now still lives in New York and is like the embodiment of New York to me. Mm-hmm. This gay guy, Nick, who's a very good friend of mine from college. And we went to, he was the type of person where you would like go out and you'd be like, where's this going to end up? We don't
love
know.
It. Mm-hmm.
And he was dating this guy and the guy threw a rockabilly themed party.
Ooh.
Like every weekend.
Otto's Shrunken Head? Was it
no,
at the
not
bar?
At, Otto not Shrunken? At Otto's. It was in Fort Greene.
Okay.
Otto's is the home of the rockabilly in Brooklyn, though.
Otto's,
yeah,
yes.
The Tiki Bar rockabilly place. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was. I don't think the bar itself was for rockabillys. I just think the party. It was like a gay rockabilly party.
Okay, love it.
And so you So we went, me, Nick, and his friend, Nick and my friend Vicky, who's like a New York local. So Nick and I went to college together. Vicky's like from New York.
Vicky!
Like, I have such a soft spot too, because she's like just such a, her mom, they're from the city, and her mom, you know, she grew up in the city, which like kids that grew up in the city, I'm like,
yeah, why do you think I hang out with these motherfuckers?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, amazing. Mm-hmm. So we go to the gay rockabilly party, and we like, on the way there on the subway, probably like kill a bottle of wine or two, who knows. We get there, and I am, what was the drug? Oh, I am new to cocaine.
What was the drug?
Oh, because there's another like ecstasy story.
Molly.
Same people.
Meth, yeah.
I was like pretty new to cocaine. Mm. And so we were-
What
we
an got, exciting time to be alive.
I know.
Yeah. Ugh.
And so we got there, and we were like, and I think there was like some awkwardness of like between Nick and the guy he was seeing, like it maybe was like, we shouldn't have gone because it was like a little too forward or something. So we're like, ah, like he's not really paying attention to us. Let's just like get super fucked up on coke. Great.
That's a great.
So go do that in the bathroom of this bar in Fort Greene. I'm like,
Fort Greene isn't really like a coke, a coke place at all. Fort Greene's like old, it's like couples and stuff.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't. And I had never actually been to like, I had never been to anywhere in Brooklyn that wasn't like Williamsburg or Park Slope.
Yeah.
So, and then I went to that beautiful movie theater in Cobble Hill, but like other than that,
Cobble Hill's beautiful. Fort Greene's like strollers.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, yeah, but
a lot of frozen yogurt.
In my head at the time, I was like, it's so far out in Brooklyn. We're like in a part of Brooklyn I don't even know where we are. And so we're like, okay, let's go. We're gonna go talk. We're gonna go mingle. We're gonna go talk to people or whatever. So like then I sort of, it goes a little bit fuzzy. I wake up. So then the three of us are separate. The next morning we wake up. I wake up in an NYU dorm.
Oh. I've woken up in an NYU dorm.
We shouldn't be proud here.
Oh. Let's be totally honest.
Yeah.
We've all woken up in an NYU dorm.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't think any of us went to NYU.
No, Ned did not. Absolutely did not.
I didn't attend NYU. No.
Hunter, you've never been woken up in an NYU dorm.
I can't think of any one of the people I party with who were educated in the least. So
okay. First of all,
respect.
I woke up in a Tisch dorm, so that is a very different animal.
Fancy.
No one said anything about education.
Yeah, Tisch, make your own degree. Fake bullshit.
This has nothing to do with education. This has to do with money.
Yeah.
And blonde hair and blue eyes. That's what this has to do with.
So I woke up in an NYU dorm with this girl, and we had, I guess, sexiled her roommate, who was very angry at us.
Sexiled? Ooh, and I love that term.
Yeah, college.
Oh, wait, what does that mean?
It means that you put like a sock on the door and you're like, roommate can't come in. Like, I'm hooking up with someone.
Yeah.
And they have to like sleep on the couch.
Exiled out of sex.
Sexiled, yeah. It's not a polite thing to do.
To exile someone.
Mm-hmm. So then I creep out. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. So I like get dressed. I creep out like down the stairs. I get to the bottom and the like security guard is like, you have to sign out.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't go here. And he was like, yeah, you have to sign out. You have to have like an ID.
Yes, the ID. I'm leaving. Who cares about the ID?
I was like, and he was like, you have to go like, and I was like, well, she's asleep. And he was like, you have to go wake her up and she has to come down and sign you out. And I was like, no. Oh my God. So I like went back up and was like, hi, I'm so sorry. You have to sign me out. And she was like, okay. So she like got up, got dressed, came down to sign. She signs me out and she has to write her name on the thing to sign me out. And I like watch her write her name and I'm like, oh my God, your name is Sam Cooke, like the singer. And she goes, yeah, you said that last night as well. And I was like, cool. And she was like,
consistency.
Almost the exact same thing. And and I was like, I didn't know your name until right. And she was like, yep, I know. And I was like, okay. And then like, let me.
Shout
out to Sam Cooke.
To all of them.
Vicky woke up in a hotel in Times Square.
Oh, worse. Way worse.
Okay. Also, like we haven't all woken up in a hotel in Times Square.
Yeah.
I know that I'm trying, like, I'm kind of speaking for myself, but I'm speaking for everyone here. It's happened. Obviously, whoever you've been cuddling with the night before was from out of town. Mm-hmm. And that's how it goes.
I must have only been with local people.
Hamda, you're a fucking
townie.
You've
never been with anyone educated or from out of town?
Hamda. You gotta fuck outside of like a 3-block radius and also like friends you know. Hamda does not, I'm sorry to derail this about Hamda, but Hamda does not, she does not ever date. She does not ever like, she doesn't go on apps. She doesn't associate with people that aren't either like not from Queens or a friend of a friend.
Let's not call it not associated with.
Okay.
So you want to date someone on your block that you just run into?
Yeah.
Hamda's
like a bodega pickup artist. Right, like that's how she acquires people.
She's like, oh, you like extra lettuce too?
Uh-huh.
You know, I heard that on Wednesdays you can get a dollar soda with a sandwich.
And Wednesdays are my takeout day, so this works out.
I met this guy at the bagel store, Larry Florman. He's got nice hair. Okay. It is funny because it's true, Hamda.
Wait, is that his real name? Are we real? Like, this is the naming names.
Yes.
We're giving real names.
Hamda was in love with a friend of ours whose stage name is Brother Love and is now married and they are friends and have been for years.
I also know Brother Love.
Yes.
Okay, but can we just say I was 14 and my neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
He was 18 and I would go and visit just to like look at him because I'm 14. Mm-hmm. But he had his own life. Then 10 years later, we meet at the first podcast convention. Mm-hmm. We never stayed until he didn't know who I was. I was some kid in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, you look like someone. I think I know you. And he tried to play it off like we didn't know each other, which I called him out on.
And you were like, shut up, I love you.
Mm-hmm. And we became very, very cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Does he know that? Is he also cool back or is it just you?
It's cool with him. Ask him.
Where's your current boyfriend? Where's your current boyfriend from, Hamda? What borough?
Queens. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And how did
born and raised where? Okay, mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
And you met him through what? Podcasting? So he was already in your existing
Interesting.
Yes, we had been friends for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's just making use of what she's got. You know what I mean?
She's like a farm to table kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
Farm to table.
Farm to table.
I like to say I'm more of a snout to tail kind of dater. That's what I am. It's just pigs. What?
I'm a snout to tail. Yeah, that's fine. We can call men pigs. Yeah, I'm more of a warehouse to toilet bowl kind of dater.
Sure, absolutely.
Vibe. Well, it's funny that you mentioned NYU dorm. So I was so drunk, the drunkest I've ever been in my life, mm-hmm. which is an incredible statement considering the things that I've done. At the Bowery Electric. I don't know if you guys remember the Bowery Electric. Mm-hmm. Wonderful shows. I used to hang out with musicians all the time. The Bowery Electric has a downstairs and the stairs are very steep. I don't know what business I can, they
I can, you know
think.
What's so funny? It's like, mm-hmm. I can picture this. Mm-hmm. I can smell it.
Yep.
I've been at the Bowery Electric so many times that like, this is like, I'm there right now.
It's like
with
a sense
you.
Memory.
It's mm-hmm. like the stairs are on the left side. The bar is right under the stairs. You're mm-hmm. coming around. Like I know I feel this.
Mm-hmm. It's really like, if you haven't blacked out of the Bowery Electric, you haven't had a good time in New York City. So I was like in love with this musician. He didn't love me back, blah, blah, blah. I followed him around one night. Sure. I went to one of his shows. He blew me off. I cried. I got blackout drunk. I fell down the stairs at the Bowery Electric. Some wonderful man who went to NYU picked me up like a baby mm-hmm. and carried me back up the stairs. And he was
I point out that she's 5'11"?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I'm wearing spiky heels, big collar, you know, the makeup's everywhere. It's a fucking hot mess. And he tries to get me in a car. Again, we're talking about this. Like, this was cabs time. This is not Uber.
No Uber.
This is like, you're putting this woman in a car. And he was like, he told me the next day, he was like, he put me in the back. And the guy was like, where are you going? And I'm like, Brooklyn, bitch. And the guy was like, I can't. like, I can't put this woman, she just said Brooklyn bitch to a cab driver. Like, she's not going to be able to pay or say where she is. Like, morally, this is so wrong. So he calls me out of the cab. He takes me to the NYU dorm. I think Palladium, actually, if you guys remember. Oh. Palladium was like the nicest fucking one. And
right above the Trader Joe's, Gabby.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I also woke up above the Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm. But you were just in the stock room with Tiffany.
Yeah.
I blank it. Sam Cooke never existed. It was Tiffany the whole time.
No! And I fell asleep on his floor. And I remember the next morning, you know when you're not sure if you fucked someone?
Yep.
So I go to the bathroom and I had a tampon in, and the tampon was still in, and I remember feeling the string and being like, yeah.
So like he didn't uncork you.
I didn't get sexually assaulted.
Should we always go out with a tampon in?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Hold on. Is this a prototype?
This is brilliant.
Is this a cork? Is this a vagina cork? Can we call it on the computer?
They should all be red.
Yeah,
like start red.
Well, so yes, like almost like fake blood. So do we take a tampon, dip it in fake blood, put it inside?
I think you should make something specific that you can. Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow will sell it.
She definitely will, and it will have her scent on it. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think, like, vagina plug. Like, there has to be something catchier, guys. Mm-hmm. We're in a writing room right now. Come on,
I love this.
Let's brainstorm this.
We can call it Goopty Goop.
Oh fake God, Hamza, you're out of this writer's room.
Goopty Goop.
No.
Go back to Queens, Hamza.
No.
Goopty Goop.
Pussy plug.
Or like fake tampon or protection tampon
or Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
And
Rape alert.
Oh, you're back. You made your way back.
It's like when you have a twist off, like the you know, the wine that twists off, but it like breaks when you twist it off.
Yes, the seal. Yeah,
like right? If this seal is broken, exactly. Something happens. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not. Yeah.
Oh yeah, like if you're robbing a bank and they put the dye thing in the bag so that when you open it. Yes, some kind of technology like that. If they pull it out, it sprays red all over them.
Okay. Oh, but you know why can't do that? You know why we can't do this? Because I have done this. Okay, so sometimes when I'm like, I'm not going to fuck tonight, I'll wear net. And I don't do this anymore. I know myself enough to be like, you're going to fuck. You know you are. But I used to be like, I'm not, my pussy's going to be a mess. I'm going to wear gross underpants. I'm like, not gonna, like, I'm going to put all these preventative.
And that's the night you seal the deal.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put an anchovy right in my vagina hole, and I'm going to keep it there.
It doesn't stop you.
They don't care. Yeah. They don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
I used to not shave my legs. And I remember going home with this guy and I was like, no, I didn't shave my legs. No, no. And I remember he was like, ooh, I love your leg hair. And he was like rubbing his hands up and down. And I was like, you have no standards. Like, literally, men have no standards. It's
I'm queer. I have not slept with a cis man in like years and years. And I like right now. Thank you so much.
Yeah, congrats.
And right now, it's like I haven't shaved my legs. I don't shave my armpits. It's whatever. I could go outside and I could get a boyfriend in 5 minutes.
I know. It's so like funny when you learn that. It's so funny when you learn that.
They don't care at all.
They really don't. I thought they cared so much. I haven't.
We care. We're told. We're told to care.
When straight women are like, I'm never gonna find a guy, and it's like you might not find a guy that you really like.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't like him.
Absolutely find a guy. And you know what? Spoiler alert, even the guy you find that you like, you're not going to like him really soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, don't do this at home. This is very weird PSAs all over the place.
Yeah, listen, just giving life advice over here.
You can find a guy, but they're not going to be great.
No. Okay, but who is? Who's great?
That's true.
Name one.
Yeah. No, but you just go to a bodega and be like, hey, I don't know, Larry, it's fine.
That was a bagel store.
The good ones aren't fantastic.
Yeah. These are the facts.
I drank orange juice to go visit. Like, I'm like, I'll take one orange juice. What the fuck are you going to buy?
That's sweet. That's romantic.
Did he work there or he just stood in the bodega?
He worked there. He was 18 and I was 14.
He worked there? He noticed me.
Uh-huh.
That's sweet.
Wait, so he worked at a bodega and then you guys got to meet up. He's so successful. You were meeting up at the podcasting convention.
We bumped into each other.
Wow. They both became podcasters.
Is he a podcaster?
He was podcasting his music at the time. So he's a musician. He's a drummer. His wife, also a drummer.
Right. Brother Love. Ow! Brother Love. Yeah. Ooh, I blew him in a bathroom at Otto's Shrunken Head, maybe. Okay.
So we're all connected.
Full circle, baby.
I have to go. I'm so sorry. That was too much for my brain. My lady brain just exploded. Okay. Hamda, are you mad at Andrea?
For blowing Larry Florman?
Oh no, I don't know. Is he mad at you?
No, he should. He should. He should be happy.
How does his wife feel about talking about this on a podcast?
This was actually no. Let's see. Larry Florman had not yet met his wife, and it was at one of Hemda's Keith and the Girl events, and I was the intern that was making out with everybody, including Hemda's brother. What's up? And
oh my god, this is like a real name episode.
Yeah,
this is like a HR meeting from hell.
That's it.
Larry Florman, great hair. Yeah. And
you and Larry Florman could be brother and sister.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah,
disgusting.
For sure. Yeah. So
you were just in love with yourself.
I'm an egomaniac.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would never describe you as such. But yeah,
literally.
Yeah. That's the least. That's the least.
No, but we do look. I've seen pictures. If we're in a picture together, it's like, okay, you have not just one parent that's the same, both your parents.
Mm-hmm. I thought that you were showing us a picture of Hemda's brother.
Yeah, well, I'm not, because I'm showing you a picture of the man that she was wildly in love with, and that looks exactly like her.
And who I later blew.
Yep. That's amazing.
I'm just trying to get...
And everyone can remain friends, because, you know...
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
If I lost friendships over people who blew my brother, I mean, I can't...
Yeah,
can't do that math. It's not good.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, you can't control yourself. I totally get it.
Like, yeah, the Khalili charm is real. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, that's so sweet, guys. This is heartwarming.
I know.
It's something. It's definitely. I feel a burning. I definitely feel a burning. It's not in my heart. It's in my brain. But yes,
Tracy, this is before you came on the scene. You know what I mean? This is young Andrea, Hemda, Keith.
Right,
because
Andrea would never blow a guy in a bathroom now. No.
Times have changed.
Because bars are closed. That is the only
reason. I don't know what I did.
I had sex on my rooftop. Sorry, our rooftop a few weeks ago. So I remain the same.
Incredibly New York, isn't it?
Thank you. And I was looking down at my bodega. Well, I was holding onto the fire escape, getting fucking railed.
You're like, I'm going to hide my eggs tomorrow.
What salad am I going to get?
Okay, let's not answer all the questions on this podcast.
What am I going to douse my salad in to make it worth my while?
Yeah. Hey, man.
I'll take one salad, 400 cups of ranch dressing. The dressing's free, right? The dressing comes with it.
I think we've accumulated enough information to see if Gabby should stay here.
Yeah.
What do we think? Should I go back?
If LA needs
you have
more.
Okay, Gabby, here's the thing. How much is a salad in LA? Let's be real.
$45. Totally honest.
$45.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
How much for the lettuce?
Yeah. Is there turmeric on it somehow?
Yeah, the lettuce is
are there superfoods?
I'm from the South. I'm from like Redneckville, and my friend.
Where are you from exactly?
I'm from Florida.
What part of Florida?
All around, but Hollywood Beach mostly, which is down by Fort Lauderdale.
Sure.
And then I spend a lot of time in Clayton County, Georgia. So kind of like Florida Georgia Line type stuff, like back and forth. And I was talking to a couple friends of mine who live in New Orleans, and I went to go visit them, and we were out to like lunch, and I got a coffee, and I asked the waiter, like, do you guys have any non-dairy milk? And she was just like, no, and walked away. And then my friends,
milk is dairy. That's why.
Yeah.
Milk is literally dairy.
My friends in the South were like, this is my impression of you since you moved to LA. Oh, I need to take an UberX to the nut milk. That is not what I sound like. And they're like, this is me. I'm Gabby. I'm from LA. I have to order my UberX to get my nut milk. And I was like, I hate you guys. I hate you.
I can totally understand that, because I was in Columbia, South Carolina at the Waffle House asking for an egg white omelet. with tomato.
You dumb bitch.
That's literally the same reaction the waitress had.
Right.
Uh-huh. And they were like, we don't have those kind of eggs.
And then did you ask for gluten-free waffles?
Uh-huh.
Right, exactly.
You know I've been gluten-free for a very long time.
Yeah, no Waffle House cares about your gluten allergy.
They were like, we don't have those kind of eggs. And I was like, no. It's like the other part of the egg that's not yellow. And she's like, all our eggs come with yellow in them.
Obsessed.
And I was like, all right, well, never mind. I guess.
And this is why people hate the coastal elite. But you know what? Sorry you aren't us. I ain't mad.
No, I have a lot of, I mean, we're recording this on election day. So I say I have a love affinity for the South, but we'll see if that remains this evening.
By the time this is coming out, this is 2020. It's so much better already than
2021. We're just going to stay in 2020. Just loop Groundhog
Honestly,
Day.
I think that 2020 is more of a feeling than a year.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you ever like,
it's a vibe.
Like, okay, you ever like fall down and cut your face and then it gets infected?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like 2020.
Yeah. 2020 is a manhole that we all sunk into in New York City.
Yeah.
Just like with
and
rats.
And now you live there with the rats.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can't ask for help because then the rats will go in your mouth when you open your mouth.
Right. Yep. Hashtag 2020.
Yeah. So should I move back to New York then?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Could you hide an egg in LA? No.
No, I've hidden no eggs in LA.
No, because they weigh everything. That's what happens in LA. So I think that you need to move on. Listen, LA is great. It is a vacation spot. Uh-huh. It's somewhere where you have,
it's warm.
Yeah, sure. It's a vacation spot. You can't live somewhere where there are no seasons. Like, yeah. I feel like there's a certain kind of person that lives somewhere where it's always mild and it's not like your
a
personality.
Pussy.
Call me a pussy because
hasn't rained in like 6 months.
Yeah, that's like crazy. This is not good. That's why it's on fire. It's not okay. Come back to New York where we're also on fire.
Yeah, in a different way.
Emotionally.
I have a question about LA and in COVID and just in general. So it's like my friends, obviously everyone's worried. I know today is the election day, civil unrest, like, and fucked up shit has been happening.
Hey, Gabby, what happens in the future?
Tell me the truth. You know, New York's been getting dodgier. Someone flashed me a few weeks ago. Like, the shit's getting, you know, kind of real here.
Also, like, listen, I understand, and I'm not trying to, like, downplay your flashing.
Well, sure, please.
But also, like, a lot of stabbings and shootings.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, right. Definitely.
LA has never had any crime.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm wondering, though, because I feel like LA, the vibe that I get from LA, people are like, we're boarding up windows. We're getting guns.
We're doing that here too.
Yeah, we're doing that exactly.
Everybody is.
Well, by now, by the time this podcast airs, everything's fine.
Totally.
Yeah, and we'll see if this episode comes out. Who knows?
Yeah. No, I think by now we just enjoy the warmth of the fire because we learned how to namaste this
way. We got some marshmallows, gluten-free marshmallows.
Yes.
And dark chocolate.
Oh. I think we should post Larry Florman's picture in our Facebook group.
Yes, Larry Florman.
Poor Larry.
Mm-hmm. I think he'd appreciate it. Get his album. His new band is called Them Vibes, and they have a vibe. It's really nice. Him and his wife, lovely people. They live in Nashville now.
Yeah.
She's the drummer for Steven Tyler, so no big deal.
Wow, cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if she gets to fuck him, then he gets to fuck what he calls three regulars. Anyway, more of that on my other podcast, Keith and the Girl. Gabby, where can people find you?
People can find me at Gabby Dunn on Twitter, at Gabby Road on Instagram. And then you should get, I had a book come out called Bad with Money. I also have a podcast called Bad with Money. And it's all great tips, like the ones I gave up top in this podcast. Mm-hmm. And then I had a show come out, an Audible original called Apocalypse Untreated, which you can go listen to. And if you do, please leave a review. They really care about that.
Nice. Gabby.
So do you.
No, absolutely. Guys, please leave Gabby a great review on her show. And Gabby, I don't know if it's a big deal, but my credit score as of today is 829.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's not. Thank you so much. It's the only thing I have in my life.
That's incredible. Good for you.
I sit in the middle of a burning pile of shit.
Buy more fire.
Dude.
Good nice. For you.
I'm going to die with a great credit score. So that's
what matters.
That's all that matters.
That's what's important. Yeah, yeah.
It's all that matters.
You could follow me at Trixie Tuzzini on Instagram and Twitter. You can go to TracyCarnazzo.com. NewYorkTimes.com for everything that's going on with me. And you can listen to my other podcast, 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk, and my other one, Teen Mom Trash Talk. And we do have holographic stickers for sale. They're $4 each. You could Venmo me at Tracy-Carnazzo. Let me know you want an Only in New York sticker, and it's $4. Send me your address and I'll ship it right out. It's amazing. Also, big announcement for the podcast today. Unfortunately, this will be our last episode of Only in New York. We absolutely loved doing all of these episodes for you guys. And we loved interacting with everyone in the Facebook group. We'll still be in the Facebook group. So make sure you join Only in New York podcast on Facebook and still give us a 5-star rating and an amazing review and tell people about us. We have 54 episodes of this podcast. We did it for a whole year for you guys. It was just a limited time podcast, but check out our other projects.
Hamza, what do you have going on?
I have the Keith and the Girl show. Everybody here has been on that show. So go to keithandthegirl.com or Keith and the Girl on any podcast platform. It's been quite a ride with everybody. You could see all these women growing up.
Yeah.
On the Girl show.
Oh, my first appearance as an intern.
Wow.
Aw, cute.
Andrea, what's going on over there?
You can follow my fucking journey at AndreaComedy69 on Instagram. Follow me there. I'm manically posting bullshit all over the place. And check out my other podcast, The Hot Mess Comedy Hour. We love you there. We love a hot mess so hard. And yes, of course, go to onlynewyorkpod.com. Support us. You know, just put it out there.
Do the stuff.
Do the stuff. Balls sauce.